Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, quick homeopathic remedy. You've got an upset. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. You've got an upset stomach, and your Tums interacts with a lot of things that because it's got calcium in it. So you can't take it with a lot of antibiotics, which will upset your stomach. A little fresh ginger, just chew it. Tastes delicious. The absolute cure. It's one of the reasons people use ginger ale. But fresh ginger works actually better, and you don't have to worry about the bubbles. Okay, that's just my tip for the day. Lots of stuff going on today. But we're going to start with Diane, because Diane is my hero, because she called right at the beginning of this hour. So, Diane, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Oh, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I've had some really disturbing dreams lately, and it wouldn't concern me so much, except that because this has happened periodically through my life. But the one that happened probably a month ago turned out to be totally exactly like the dream, and it was something I had never thought of and never played with in my mind, and then it turned out to be totally 100% correct. So that kind of shook me a little bit because it's never
sure.
been that definitive.
Can you tell me what the dream was?
Sure. I live 100 miles from my children and my grandchildren, and it's, you know, not a bad drive, but sometimes I'm over there 3 or 4 times a week. So I had been looking, instead of driving back and forth, for just a room to rent or a efficiency apartment, that kind of thing, and hadn't been successful in finding anything. But one night I dreamed, there's a small town that's in between the two sons, and the directions to the house, you know, I dreamed, you know, turn on this street and turn on this street and go to this house, and it's first house on the left, and it's got a big bay window, and the room you're going to rent is the bay window. And I dreamed this whole thing, and I also dreamed how I decorated the room and all that. So just out of curiosity, I went to that town. I followed those directions specifically and came to a house that was exactly what I had dreamed, and it was the first house on the left, the bay window, everything. And
had you ever been in that neighborhood before?
No, and it shook me so bad because it was exactly what I had dreamed that, you know, I just really didn't know what to do, and a couple of people said, well, did you stop and talk to the people? And I said, well, no, I was so shaken by it. I just didn't know what to do, and it took me probably 15 minutes to be able to just drive away and come on back home. And so after that happened, then like 2 weeks later, I had this horrible nightmare. I mean, I woke up screaming, which has never happened. And it's about a family member who is having legal, medical, any kind of problem you can think of, lost his job because of it, just horrible stuff. And he was a very prominent member in his hometown, and everybody knows about it. It's on the news. It's, you know, even for the whole state, not just his town. And so it's been really difficult for our family. And everybody talks about how is he not just totally going off his rocker with all this going on, because his main health problem is he's on kidney dialysis, and he has only 20% functioning heart ability, and so he can't live long, you know, just for that. But everybody wonders, like, what's keeping him stable, and we have seen things from him that indicate he is not stable. So the dream I had 2 weeks ago was that he went berserk, and he was a police officer, so he does have all kinds of you know, handguns, and he killed a whole family, and we were there. And we were trying to get away from him, and that's when I woke up. And it was so horrible that I couldn't even leave the bedroom to go get a drink of water or anything to calm myself down. And it took me, you know, I never went back to sleep that night, and the next day I told my husband about it. And, you know, we both agreed that we don't know what's keeping him from going off the deep end. And so then last week, I had basically the same dream again, that he killed the whole family.
Yeah.
And then I find out this past week that they're coming to visit and spend 3 days in our house,
okay,
spending the night. And I can't do it.
It's a little scary right now, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I can't. And it is a close family member. And I cannot do it. I told my husband, I said, I'm sorry. You know, if she comes without him, that's okay. But if he comes, I can't be here. And it's not causing a problem in that my husband says, oh, well, you have to. It's not like that. But
what if you put him, all right, let's look at three different issues here, right? I hear the issue with the house is pretty interesting. But you need to remember that there's, you know, that deja vu is, there's some fairly reasonable explanations that maybe you were just, you know, I don't know what to do with that one, because that one seems kind of benign, but a little spooky. The issue with your family member, I think, is a different issue that we need to look at a little bit differently. In that, I think that's telling you that we're worried about this guy, we're worried about his mental health, we're worried about him. And so the question is, what can you do about being worried about him on that level? And see, that first of all, I think that saying they can't come doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But saying, let's put him up at a hotel nearby, is not a bad thing. And then, because I think, understand, you know, my feeling about dreams is they're us whispering in our own ear, and I'm going to tell you a story in just a minute. But to call him and say, what can I do to help you? You know, we're so worried about you. We're so worried about your mental health. We're so worried that you have guns. Would you be willing to either, can I find you some help, or would you at least, it would calm, I've had this terrible dream. And I wouldn't go into specifics, because we don't want to give him the idea if he doesn't have it. But I've had this terrible, scary dream, and I've had it a couple times, and I think it's my unconscious telling me, number one, to reach out to you. Number two, you need some help. And number three, can we get that gun out of your house, or at least the bullets, so I don't have to worry about it? Because depression is a real issue, and I know that you've had a lot that's going on, and I just would feel better and safer, and you probably would too, if somebody just comes down and gets the gun from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then you can say, and we'd love to put you up, you know, in some privacy or whatever. But I in terms of having it in your house, if you don't want him in your house, I think that's perfectly okay. I think you'd be so nervous that it wouldn't be any fun for you. But I do think reaching out to him is what your unconscious is not only saying, but yelling at you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a quick story, which I'm probably... Can you hang on with me for a little bit?
I can.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm on this medication for you know, a gut problem, and hopefully just about done with it. But it gives me hallucinations. It's one of the side effects. I know it does. Almost lots of stuff does that. So I have these incredibly intense dreams that seem very real. And I have a woman who's wanting to help me on my foundation. And in the dream that I had, it was so real to the extent that I almost, when I woke up, wanted to call her. We were in Philadelphia for no particular reason, except I'm reading a lot about early American history during the Revolutionary period. So in Philadelphia, which was then the capital, and we're there with her husband, and she gets furious with me, and I go after her. She yells at me, and she runs away from me, and she's just furious, and I don't know why. I'm trying to figure out why, and I go after her, and she's yelling at me, and I'm trying to catch her to say, look, if we're going to work together, it's perfectly okay to be angry with me. It's not okay to yell at me and to walk away. We need to figure out what's going on here. And she gets in a car and leaves. And I'm feeling both confused and bereft and unhappy. And so let me tell you what I did with that dream, which maybe will help you a little bit. Because I absolutely believe that dreams, as I said, are us whispering in our ears. So let me talk about what I think was whispering in my ear, and then what we do about your situation. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Oh, I was supposed to start talking before that, wasn't I? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Okay. All right, Diane, we're back with you. All right, so in my stupid dream, what I did when, understand that the dreams are most important, not when we're sleeping, but when we're waking up, or when we're awake. So what I interpreted is that I don't know if she, I don't think she's mad at me, but I probably need to talk with her and make sure that everything's okay. And the Philadelphia was clearly, because the neither of us are in Philadelphia, that was because I was reading about the Revolutionary War and sort of mixing all the things together. But what it sort of maybe meant is that I need to be a little bit more, I don't even know if it's supportive, but sort of tell her how much I appreciate what she's helping me to do. And rather than sort of deciding that it's really sort of something weird going on, that it's just, that it's just me kind of reminding myself of something that's important. Or I could be hallucinating because I'm on this stupid medication. So I think in your particular case, again, the first one is kind of interesting, but not scary. I mean, it may have been, and who knows? I mean, it may have been that you were just, that you're remembering it slightly differently, which, again, one of the things, somebody's always calling up and saying, well, you know, I can tell the future. And I say, okay, well, you know, in my dreams. And I say, write it down, but be specific. Don't say, I was in this small town and I, you know, and write down what everything looks like. Because I don't, have you ever sort of just decided to follow, you know, just to keep taking turns and whatever? Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. This doesn't surprise me. Because what usually happens, and there was actually somebody who did a paper on this about deja vu, which almost everybody, well, no, not everybody, but a lot of people experienced and described, and especially when it comes in our, well, even when it comes not from our dreams, that we assume that we've been there before or whatever. And this guy did this really interesting interpretation. He said that just as, for example, when you're listening to the program, which is not a great metaphor, but when you're listening to the program, you can't be listening to your radio at the same time because there's a 7-second delay. And that 7-second delay can be really confusing. But in our brain, things that are similar are stored by things that are similar are stored together. So if in fact you're the kind of person, which I kind of figured from your dream, to be quite honest, who will sometimes just say, you know, I'm just going to take this road, see where it goes. That what may have happened, and it may calm you, and I'm not disagreeing about any of the kind of weirder interpretations per se, but a calmer, more acceptable explanation may be that I'm the kind of person who follows roads, and it was similar enough. Because what everybody would want in a pied a terre is something that's kind of cute with maybe a yard for the grandkids and in a nice neighborhood with a lot of trees and maybe a lovely front yard. And so what happens is in our dream, it's not identical. It's just similar enough because logically that's what everybody would want. And you're the kind of person who takes left turns and right turns or whatever. And you found something that was very, and you're assuming it's, was identical to your dream. And what I'm saying is the brain has the ability to superimpose one image over another that are not identical. Let me give you a common example. When you're walking down the street and you see somebody who looks like somebody and you assume it's that person, and when you get up to them, you realize it's not. But for a moment, you were absolutely convinced that it was that person. And that's just, to a certain extent, that's about pattern recognition, but it's also about superimposing one set of data on another and looking for a good enough fit. And our brain tends to do that. So that may be a better fit for the original explanation of finding the little pied a terre. That one, because it's interesting and kind of, and maybe that was your unconscious telling you, you're really tired of the commute and you really want, but you don't want to live in a hovel. You want to have some place that's kind of cute and you can garden and spend whatever. All right. So that may be worth a little bit more just digging in your own psyche about, is there a possibility that rather than, that there's some other factors that could explain this rather than having to figure out that I have this weird ability to see the future.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. So that's number one. But that one's fun, and that one's not going to cause you much anxiety. The anxiety has already occurred. So the anxiety presumably is going to be less as you go forward, not more. But, and maybe its function also was to convince you on some level, you convincing you, to pay attention to those, to your intuition, for lack of a better term. You know, it's interesting when men when men have those little twinges, they call it creativity. With women, we call it intuition. It's the same thing. It's just, it's processing data on a different level that we usually process at the five senses. The more important one, as far as I'm concerned, and the reason, see, what I would do as a psychologist, if I'm being really weird about this, is to say, the first dream happened to convince you to pay attention to your dreams. That there's all sorts of logical explanations about why, that all you have to do is say deja vu, and the explanation about the brain lag and the superposition to, and you can kind of work on that. But if I were really sort of looking at the universe telling you what's going on, which is almost as spooky as your interpretation, I would say it's that the universe is saying, Diane, I want you to pay attention to your dreams. Because the really important one is not the pied a terre near your grandkids. It's you've got a family member who's in great jeopardy and may put other people in jeopardy. And so I would reach out to him, tell him about the dream. You don't have to tell him about the dream. Tell him that you had a dream that was really scary, that you want to get him some help, you want to see him, you want him to have some privacy so he doesn't have to feel like he has to perform. So you guys are going to meet, hopefully split for the motel. But what you want to talk with him about is getting rid of that gun for right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You sound so much calmer.
Well, I am calmer, and if I'd never seen a violent side of him, I probably would chalk it up to a bad dream.
No, but see, I don't want you to truck it up. You didn't hear me even ask if you've been violent in the past.
That bad side of him, and I am.
Honey, once you said he had a gun, I'm on board with you. I mean, you didn't have to go any farther than that. Because I agree with you. I will tell you also, just for the record, whether relevant or not, at one point I thought that my father was depressed. And I got the gun away from him. I had my brother go and take the gun. And I didn't even ask him because it was basically my brother knew where it was. And he said, well, you know, it's his property. I said, no, he's, you know, that we have impulses when we're not happy, when we're depressed, that would go away once we were okay. I don't want you to, you know, no. get the gun away from him.
Have the chance to act on it, right?
Yeah. All righty?
Okay. All right.
All right, Diane. Listen,
wonderful.
Call him today.
Great.
Yeah, you sound so much better. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grandpuppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And indeed, me, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello. Jean?
Yes, ma'am.
There you are. Hi there.
How are you this lovely day?
I'm hanging in. How are you?
Good. That lady was talking about her dreams right before me.
Yeah.
I lost a very close friend a few years ago. He had esophageal cancer, and we would take him back and forth to Georgetown for treatments.
Yeah.
Well, they said, you know, he was cured and all that, so everything was good. We had a celebration party. Then he had a relapse with the cancer and went back into the hospital, and I dreamt that I went to visit him in the hospital, and I won't bore you with the details of the dream, but the bottom line is I dreamt that he passed. I walked into the room. He was dead. I pulled a sheet up over his face. You know, he was laying back with his mouth open and passed away. Well, that morning, his wife called me and said, Bob passed last night. And yeah. I said, I know. She said, how do you know? I said, I had a dream. So I can't explain it. No one else can either. But
you know, let me help you with that a little bit, because I've had the same experience, and I don't think of myself. I think part of this is people who have these kind of dreams are tuned in. Okay, we're tuned in to the world. We're tuned into ourselves. We're tuned into emotion, to other people's emotions, to our own. Do I think that it's possible, as people leave this world, that they send off some kind of energy? Maybe. I mean, there's a famous study that was done in Sweden about 25 years ago, where they actually people who were terminal gave permission, I suppose. In socialist countries, it's easier to get permission from dying people to lie on a bed that had a scale attached to it. And so at the moment of death, it would register that there is some loss, that their weight actually goes down. Not very much, but it was a very sensitive scale. And the idea was that was the soul departing the body. Now, there are other explanations, right? That obviously when you expire, the word means breathe out. There's going to be less air in your body, and things are going to collapse. And so it may be that there's just, in the same way that you take a balloon and you squash it, it's presumably going to weigh a little bit less when the air goes out. So there are other explanations. But are there things like that? Yeah. That's the closest we've ever come to proof. But there's also, again, Gene, an explanation that I actually use on myself, because I've had that same experience of knowing when somebody died. And it tends to be people with whom I'm very close. But if you think about it logically, it's kind of like dreaming about a plane crash, right? That sooner or later, you dream about a plane crash, sooner or later, a plane's going to crash. If you have a very sick friend who's in a hospital and dreaming that he died, could be anyone.
At the time, he wasn't sick. They said he was okay.
Well,
he had a relapse, but it wasn't I don't know exactly how to put it.
It didn't seem serious.
He's going to die. You know, nobody ever mentioned the fact that, okay, he's had a relapse and he's not going to make it.
But, Gene, that doesn't...
He's only like 60 years old.
Okay, I got it. So let me just walk you through this. And if you want to believe that he sent you a message, I have no problem with that. I'm just giving you alternatives to think about if it's a comfort to you, or at least intellectually stimulating and interesting.
I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, people die all the time. I've lost my mom and my dad. I didn't dream about them dying. They just died.
Well, but you had a different relationship with them, presumably. And it may have been, here's from a psychological point of view, that either it's something that he died in, and the actual event. I had the same experience with my friend, where everybody said, well, this is just a relapse. And I thought, I actually came back from where I was. I came back from, I was doing some work, but I was scheduled to come back a week later, and I knew she was dying. And doctor said she wasn't, friends said she wasn't, relatives said she wasn't, I knew she was. Now, does that mean I'm tuned into the universe? I don't think so. I just, you know, there was, and if you look at it from the percentage point of view, if I was wrong, nothing would be lost except I came back early. I had to pay some extra freight on the airline. If I was right, then I needed to say goodbye to her. And it turned out I was right. Now, do I think that I'm prescient? I don't. I think I'm tuned in, which is a very different issue. And I think in this particular case that certainly the family, first of all, may not have been told, or may have been told and didn't share, didn't know, or just chose not to communicate it to everybody, or he didn't want anybody to know. Who knows? But I think there are other explanations than you're prescient. I have no problem with you being prescient if that is a comfort to you. Obviously, with Diane, it was scaring the living daylights out of her, and to have other explanations is a comfort. Does that mean she's not prescient? Not really, but it means the likelihood is, I mean, because if she's prescient, if we're prescient, we either are or we aren't. We have that, so it's not like, and we can certainly have good days and bad days. I mean, you can have a great backhand, and some days your backhand is off. But presumably you have that talent, you have that ability, and it's a stream that it's there. It may ebb and flow, but it's there. So if you believe you're prescient, then start doing things like predicting whatever you want to do, and be very specific. You can't say things like a plane crash or earthquake. You have to be very specific of where it is, where it is on the Richter scale, more or less, what country it is, whether it's devastating or not. I've picked the Kentucky Derby horse a number of times, including when I was there. Do I think I'm prescient? Nope. I just think, and I don't, it's not even playing the odds, because the horse was 82.5 to 1. But people have always believed in other people being able to tell the future. It's as old as human history. And so is it possible? Yeah, it is. Is it provable? Not so far. And if you look at the people who call themselves psychics, they're right about half the time. Well, you know, most of us are right about half the time. So if you want to, I have no problem with people who want to believe in it. But if it's troublesome for you or you're looking for other explanations, the other explanations do exist. And they're pretty credible. It's like a lot of things that we believe, that belief is not based on, belief is based on faith. It's not based on facts. Because facts, there's no issue about belief. So, pardon?
Nobody has been able to explain it that, no one expected him to pass. I had the dream he passed. My friend's wife called me and said he passed in the, about the time I was having my dream.
I've had exactly the same experience of having that dream at a certain time of the night, or I wasn't awake in the middle of the night to be able to actually, although sometimes I've awakened and so I could document more or less what time it was, but it was certainly in the span. Didn't you tell me he was very, very sick?
Well, he had esophageal cancer, but they gave him a clean bill of health and he was good to go. And
well,
then he had a relapse with the esophageal cancer cancer in other places, but common knowledge that, hey, Bob's going to die anytime. They're going to be okay.
Well, okay. Listen, I'm just saying that, as I said, I had exactly the same experience with my friend, and I knew when I was wide awake. It wasn't even when I was asleep. I knew that that wasn't the case. And you can say, well, how do you know? And I could say, I could probably go through some kind of logical outline and tell you why I knew, but that isn't how it felt. It just felt like I knew it, and I knew it strongly enough. I'll tell you, I have one other experience. I've had them so often in my life that I don't even note them anymore. I was on vacation when I was working as an engineer, and I said to my then husband, we have to go to American Express. There's a problem. And he said, what do you know? What's going on? I said, I don't know, but I know there's a problem. And they'd fired me. And they fired me at almost exactly the time of day, with the figuring out the time difference, that I'd had this really terrible feeling. I was writing in some place. I think I was in, I don't even know which country I was in, but and said, I have to get in touch with the United States. There's and they fired me. So there's no good explanation for that, except you could say, well, you're on vacation, you're far away, it's easier to fire somebody when they're not there. And there's all sorts of explanations. Or you can just sort of accept that it's part of your life, and or maybe somebody was telling you to go say goodbye to your friend, or that's how you said goodbye to your friend. If you need to stay on, you can let Blake know, and fine. If not, thank you for calling. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. And dreams have endlessly fascinated human beings since we've been able, probably even before language, we just couldn't communicate how awestruck we were. Do you remember the word awful was originally meant full of awe? I just thought I'd point that out. Okay, it's one of my musings. Big story today, it actually started yesterday, where huge fuss about burkinis. Burkinis are, we know what bikinis are, right? But a burkini is a woman who's on the beach, basically covered from head to toe, including her head and her face and her arms. Okay. the outrage came over a picture, which probably increased the issue of outrage, of two cops, one of whom, I think at least one, maybe both, were in shorts on the beach, and a whole lot of women, some of whom were topless, standing around with guns, and a woman who's sitting on the beach, completely covered, and the idea being that they were ordering her to take her clothes off. I mean, think about that for a minute. It's not that they, and what they probably said in all fairness, because we know that the media tends to sensationalize things a bit. Oh, my brethren? Really? Okay, they do. Is they probably said, you either have to be in appropriate attire or you have to leave the beach. Now, who has determined what is appropriate attire? I will tell you quickly my story about being on a beach in France, which there are a lot of topless beaches. There aren't a whole lot of nude beaches. Well, here's, I'd graduated from college and was married and but was young and stupid. The big deal was to go to a nude beach. Great fun, right? We could all take off our clothes. It was so exciting. It turns out that latex covers a multitude of sins, but nevertheless. Okay. So I go to France, and in fact, I don't even think it was on vacation. I think it may have been when I was working on an archaeology dig. I went to a beach, and the French are notorious, or maybe famous, for the monokini of not wearing a top, like a topless, thinking, all right, you're covering your prives, but, your pubes, but it's okay. Men get to go without tops. Why don't we? And we'll get a better tan. So very common. So I'm at a beach, and we went off this little, it was a very isolated area. And I came from the tradition, she said, batting her baby blue eyes, of nude beaches. So I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to get tanned, you know, if I'm not in a beach where everybody's wearing bathing suits, then I'll just take off my bottoms as well. I'll take off my tops and my bottoms. The cops came, true story, and said, put them on, put your bathing suit on, just the bottom. Put your bathing suit on, you have to leave. And they didn't say you have to leave, they said we'll arrest you. So I put the bottoms on. You know, it was not a social protest as far as I was concerned. I was kind of young and stupid and sort of, that was kind of fun and racy, and so I put the bottoms on. So this is a long French tradition of they determine what's appropriate on the beach. That you can take your top off, but you can't take your bottom off. All right. Today, the High Court of the Council of State's ruling about highest administrative court said, you mayors don't have the right to ban burkinis. There are 30 French towns, more than 30 French towns, that have banned full-length swimsuits, which cover the entire body except for the face, hands, and feet. They're obviously mostly worn by Muslim women. They said it's a response to growing terror concerns. Because they're, you know, the French are very, very conscious, as is the rest of the world, to be quite honest. All right, so the picture, yeah, one of them is in shorts, one of them is in long pants, but they're two cops ordering a woman to remove part of her clothing. The authorities in Nice say the officers were simply exercising their duties. The deputy mayor denounced the photos, saying they put the officers in danger. Well, they blacked out their faces. I condemn these unacceptable provocations, he said. So there's been a huge amount of protest and criticism. Apparently in London, demonstrators created a makeshift beach Thursday outside the French embassy for a wear-what-you-want beach party. Jenny Dawkins, a Church of England priest, told CNN she joined the protest after seeing a photo of the incident in Nice. It's a frightening image, she said. I find it quite chilling to see an image of a woman surrounded by men with guns being told to take her clothes off. Good point. In April 2011, France became the first European country to ban wearing the burqa in public. They said that breaking the law faces fines of 150 euros, which is about $200, a public service duties. The opinion is divided between those who see the laws as an infringement on religious freedom and those who view the Islamic dress as inconsistent with France's rigorously enforced secularism. Well, but the fact that the country is secular doesn't mean that people can't worship any place they want or dress any way they want. I think they're wrong. The law was upheld by the European Convention on Human Rights in 2014 after a 24-year-old woman brought the case to court claiming it infringed on her religious freedom. The government also previously banned Muslim headscarves and other conspicuous religious symbols in French schools in 2004. So I thought what I'd do is put it on Facebook. It seems to me that the government, it's kind of like in some ways what we talked about yesterday of the Italians that trying to, or not the all of the Italians, but an Italian diplomat or congressperson, whatever, politician, let's leave it at that, decided that he was going to try and get a law through that said it was illegal to raise your kids to as vegans, that you couldn't impose that on your kids, and that you could, it was a serious offense. And my point is, first of all, at least with the burkini law, it's obvious who is and who isn't. But should any state, and these are not happening in the United States. And I've seen there are women in full burkas, including the mesh over their eyes, which I find scary and anti-feminist. But so I don't have to wear a burqa. But do they have a right to do it? Yeah. Do their husbands have a right to tell them? A little quirky there. But should the government be in the business? If the woman doesn't want to do it and her husband makes her and she goes to court about it, I think that's one thing. But who knows? Am I crazy about burqas? I'm not. But that means I don't have to wear one. It doesn't mean that I have a right to tell anybody else what to wear or not wear. And the idea of men saying, take your clothes off, is inappropriate. All right, let's see what you guys think about it there. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.